Good morning and happy Mother's Day, Blue Jays fans. I'm Chris Valentine, son of Deborah Valentine, and today we've got the final game of this series between the Clearwater Threshers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took game one on Tuesday, but Clearwater has won the last four after taking last night's game 6-2. Dunedin out-hit Clearwater in that game 5-3, but the Blue Jays allowed seven walks as a pitching staff, and the defense committed an uncharacteristic three errors, which kept runners on the bases and put pressure on our pitchers. Dunedin will look to flip the page on last night with Trenton Wallace on the mound today. The 23-year-old out of Iowa makes his third appearance of the year and first start of the season today. He'll go up against Clearwater's Matt Osterberg, who makes his third start of the season today. The lineups look like this for Clearwater: batting first in center field, Yosvar Garcia; batting second in right field, Yadiel Sanchez; batting third, the catcher, Arturo De Freitas; batting fourth, the first baseman, Herbert Iser; batting fifth, the DH, Micah Yanamin; batting sixth, the second baseman, Alexis Azuaje; batting seventh, the third baseman, Jamari Baylor; batting eighth, the left fielder, Wilfredo Flores; and batting ninth, the shortstop, Eric Brito. For the Blue Jays, they look like this: batting first at shortstop, Adrian Pinto; batting second in left field, Gabby Martinez; batting third, the DH, Damiano Palmigiani; batting fourth, the first baseman, Rainer Nunez; batting fifth, the right fielder, Adriel Sotolongo; batting sixth in center field, Roque Soto; second baseman, Francisco Fajardo; batting eighth, the catcher, Jomer Hernandez; and batting ninth, the third baseman, Jose Rivas. First pitch will be in about 8 minutes. We'll take a short break. You are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Good afternoon and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine here at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. The final game of this six-game series is the fifth season in your Dunedin Blue Jays. Wind blowing slightly out the left field to start off the game. 8 degrees and sunny. Ball to left. And fires first pitch to Yosmar Garcia. Is taken inside. 4-1. Blue Jays took game one of this series on Tuesday night. Clearwater did in the last four. That one for a ball strike. 1-1. Lefty out of the University of Iowa. That windup kicks and fires inside. Third appearance on the year for Trey Nicholas. First start. 27 on the year. One is in there now. 2-2. Home plate on Garrett Griffin. Didn't like the call. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Balls fires. Fouled off. Back to Connecticut. Garcia last night went 0-4, 2 Ks. Was hit by a pitch in the third inning to second run. 2-2, line right side. That's going to just foul. A little late on the off speed. Wallace, the Blue Jays' 11th round selection in 2021. 5 games for the last season. That one, a check swing, popped out of play. Had a 4.32 ERA last season after being brought up for a few games after his selection. Build on that this year. Fly ball to shallow right, coming in is Adriel Sotolongo, and he'll make the grab for out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays in the outfield left to right. Gabby Martinez, Roque Salinas, and the aforementioned Adriel Sotolongo. Along the infield, third and first, Jose Rivas, Adrian Pinto, Francisco Fajardo, and Rainer Nunez, with Jomar Hernandez behind the plate, forming the battery. Wallace. Yadiel Sanchez, Thresher's right fielder, takes that first pitch up high for a ball. 1-0 to start his at bat. Swings that one, lifts it left side. That's going to go foul. Would have been in the corner. Bid for extra base, hooks foul. Just goes at a strike on the scorecard. And it's 1-1. Back to 34. Not playing last night's game. 1-1 from Wallace. Swung on, grounder right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Francisco Fajardo, the second baseman, shaded towards second base. Would have had to make a very long now run to get to that ball. Unable to. Arturo De Freitas. The first hit of the ball game goes to Yadiel Sanchez. 1-on-1 for Arturo De Freitas, the catcher today. Had a day off yesterday, but other than that, he's played 5 of the 6 games of this series. Pitch he sees from Wallace is down and outside, taking 4 ball. One on, one out for the Threshers. And a big cut and a miss there. 1-1. He looked to drive that ball somewhere out in left field. Couldn't make contact. Strike, the lefty facing over to Yadiel Sanchez, makes a move over to toss to Rainer Nunez. Sanchez back in easily. A ball and a strike as Wallace gets back on the rubber. Comes set. Kicks and fires. That one inside. Can't get the call. 2-1. Arturo De Freitas, a very good hitter from that catching position, batting 284 on the year. He's done a bit of damage here in this series. Had a game with two doubles. And time is called. Time was called and granted to Jhamer Hernandez. His motion. And a strike. Fires, that one fouled off. Two count to the catcher. In the eighth inning. Now on a soft grounder over to third. Kind of turns on Jose Rivas, but he's able to adjust and make the play. No runs, one hit. One man left on base for the Threshers. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. It's nothing here at TD Ballpark. Back here in the bottom half of the first inning, it's going to be Adrian Pinto, Gabby Martinez, and Damiano Palmigiani to start it off for Dunedin. They'll take on the lefty, Matt Osterberg. First pitch from Osterberg. Bunt attempt by Pinto. Soft one right there. Picked up by De Freitas, and in time the throw is to get the speedy Pinto. By Arturo De Freitas. A really good bunt attempt.
Number 20, Gabby Martinez.
But Pinto couldn't beat it out. That is one away here. First pitch of the game for Osterberg. Gabby Martinez, the left fielder, steps in. Osterberg kicks and fires that one up high. Osterberg making his fifth appearance, third start of the year for Clearwater. 4.38 ERA thus far. Grounder right side. That's going to be picked by the first baseman, Herbert Eiser. And the throw to Osterberg, who's covering first, is high. Nearly gets into the Blue Jays dugout, but it is backed up well by De Freitas. That's going to be an E3 to put the first base runner on for Dunedin.
Now batting, designated hitter, number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Damiano Palmigiani, the DH today. He steps in, one on, one out. Osterberg kicks and fires out of the stretch. That one in there. Fastball taken for a strike, 0-1. Palmigiani last night, 1-for-4. Batting 228 on the year. Quick move over behind Martinez, but he gets back in standing up. The wind's shifting a little bit in the outfield. You see the flags over by WestJet. Looking like they're going dead towards center with a little bit of a gust towards left field. 0-2 as Palmigiani fouled that one off. Osterberg fires, cut and a miss at the high fastball. Palmigiani down on strikes, and that'll bring up Rainer Nunez, the first baseman.
Now batting, first baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez. Nada igual a su gloria y su poder,
grande es su amor. Rainer Nunez, the first baseman today, enters the game second in the Florida State League with 7 home runs, only behind Carlos Dominguez of the St. Lucie Mets by 1, takes that first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Nunez went 0-for-4 last night, batting 298 on the year. Osterberg fires that one in there. Nunez quickly down 0-2. Osterberg attacking these Dunedin hitters early on in this ballgame. Time called and granted by Garrett Griffin. Osterberg sets. The 0-2, runner goes. That one's in on the hands. That's going to fall for base hit. Chance for first to third for Martinez, and he's going to get in there without a throw. A bloop single up the middle for Rainer Nunez puts runners on first and third for Dunedin. 2 outs, a quick early threat here for the Blue Jays.
Now batting right fielder, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Adriel Sotolongo, the right fielder today. He comes into today with the second highest average on the team, 295, just behind the previous batter, Rainer Nunez. Osterberg fires that first one below the knees. 1-0 to start off the at-bat to Sotolongo. Sotolongo, 3 home runs on the year. Osterberg fires up the middle. That's going to be picked and dropped. They have misplay out at second base by Alexis Azuaje. Sees a run score for Dunedin. Keeps this inning going. See if that's ruled a hit or an error. Likely an error by
now
the second baseman.
Center fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Not the easiest of plays, but one that was in and out of his glove. That brings up the right fielder, the center fielder, Roque Salinas. And that does go down as the second error here in this first inning for the Threshers. Blue Jays out to an early lead. Runners on first and second, two away. First pitch to Salinas is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Seen a bit of defensive struggles between these two teams the last couple games. As Osterbrick steps off in towards second base. Oh, and won the count. Kicks and fires. Salinas drives that one up the middle. Nunez getting the go-ahead from Donnie Murphy at third. The throw will be cut off. The throw to third will be in time. The run does score for Dunedin. And they cut down Adriel Sotolongo at third. But a 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays as we head to the top half of the second inning. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the top half of the second. 2-0 lead here early on for the Blue Jays. Trenton Wallace, the lefty, back out. Mikey Yanami in the DH leads it off, and that one is taken outside and low. 1-0. The 1-0 is in there, taken for a strike. Evens up the count. 1-1. Yanami had the day off yesterday, last night as well. And he checks his swing, but that one's in there. Now down 1-2. His last game, he went 0-4 on the year, batting 171. That one a little bit high, taken 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Wallace kicks and fires. Cut. And a miss. Strikeout number one on the day for Trenton Wallace. And that'll bring up Alexis Azuaje.
One, Alexis Azuaje.
Alexis Azuaje, the second baseman. First pitch, swing, and he can't make contact on one. One for four last night. Rips that one right side. That's going to hook foul and out of play. Azuaje now down 0-2. Jamari Baylor, the third baseman today on deck. Wallace with the 0-2. That one fouled up. That hit the top of the net and came back and hit the facing of the booth next to mine. falls back into the seating bowl, 0-2. And that one fouled straight down. Azuahe keeping himself alive. He's seen four pitches, swung at three of them. The 0-2 again. That one just below the zone. Wallace and Hernandez can't get the call. Makes it one and two. Infield shaded a little bit to the left. For Azuahe, cut and a miss. Wallace strikes out his second in a row. And that brings up Jamari Baylor. No on and two
now
away.
Third baseman, number five, Jamari Baylor.
Jamari Baylor last night, four plate appearances, but he only went 0 for 1. He was walked in the third, hit by a pitch in the fifth, and then walked in the seventh before finally striking out in the eighth. 0-1 to him. Wallace fires, cut and a miss. Trent Wallace working quickly here. No balls, two strikes. Out of the lineup, the 0-2. One and two the count, two away here. Top half of the second inning. Wallace fires, and that is just off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Kicks and fires again, cut at and miss. Wallace strikes out the side. We'll head to the bottom half of the second. And are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus from Boston to Miami. We know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays. Back here in the bottom half of the second inning, Francisco Fajardo, the second. Two great for two games in his Blue Jays career. Trying to lay down a bunt, barely gets a piece of it, but he's fouled off. Trent Wallace striking outside in the top half of the inning, didn't need the defense at all.
Jamer Hernandez,
the catcher. That's 240 on the year. Eighth game that he's played in this season so far. 0-1 to take that first one. Oscar Dixon fires that one off the plate. 1-1. Meyer swung on right at him, hit him in the midsection. And Ostrberg able to recover, toss it over to first. That's definitely going to get the trainer out there. Line drive right to him. I think he was able to block it with his hand. But with his left hand, not his glove hand. Came out of that shaking his hand. And that's what they're checking on, hand and wrist area. We might see some early action here for the Threshers. So far, didn't get any help from the first. Both of them gave up a lot of errors. But yeah, pitching coach walking over. Both of them are getting into the hard hit line drive right back to him. Body with that speed, but it definitely took a toll on his hand. Boy, yes. They're gonna let him throw a couple pitches, see how he feels, I think. And no, he's just gonna walk straight to the dugout. Grab his glove, and then we're going to have an early pitching change. It's going to be a longer than normal break due to the injury. We'll be back here in the bottom half of the second, two away. we're back here after that injury substitution. The new pitcher for the Threshers is Iverson Castellano, making his first appearance on the year's Threshers debut. Signed with the Phillies back in 2018. Last year spent his entire season in the Dominican Summer League. First pitch to Jose Rivas is in there for a called strike. He takes over for Matt Osterberg, exiting after that line drive back to the hand-wrist area. Swung on, grounder over to second. It's going to be picked up by Azuaje. Throw is in time for the out, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the third, 2-0. Blue Jays out in front. We're back here, top half of the third inning. Wilfredo Flores, the left fielder, will lead it off for the Threshers, a lefty-lefty matchup. Wallace kicks and fires that slider down and away. Got him to chase 0-1 to start off the at-bat to Flores. Wallace struck out the side back in the second inning. And that one now taken for a strike, 0-2. Trenton Wallace, 36 pitches through his first two innings. And that one low and outside. Gave him another slider that he didn't chase after. The 1-2 from Wallace swung on, popped up back out of play. Flores able to keep himself alive. On the air. Flores, big ground ball over to short. Pinto, a rocket throw. Able to get the speedy Flores for out number one.
Now batting shortstop number 49, Eric Brito.
That'll bring up Eric Brito. First time playing in this series. He just got brought up, actually, from the complex. First pitch taken for a ball 1-0. Signed with the team back in 2018, Brito did. And he fouls that one straight down. Now 1-1. Last 2 years he's played, he spent all of it in the Dominican Summer League. 2021, batted 327 in the DR. That one popped up back out of play again. Now 1-2. To the shortstop. Wallace kicks and fires off the end of the bat. Fouled off once again. Brito, a native of Venezuela, the 19-year-old. Fouled off another, keeping himself alive. Wallace fires that one, lifted into the field. That's going to fall for a base hit. One for one in his low A career. And that puts a runner on, one on one out. Wallace tosses that ball over to the Threshers dugout.
Center fielder, number 13,
Yosuar Garcia.
First hit
of his minor
league
career. And that brings up the top of the order, Yosuar Garcia. First pitch to Garcia, back foot slider. Moves out of the way of 1-0. Flew out to right field in his first at bat. We'll see how aggressive the Threshers want to play this with Brito on base. And they start off really aggressive. A pickoff move by Wallace, and that's going to be a missed throw by Nunez. Brito on second asking for time as that ball got into left field. Would have had a chance to get to third. That'll end up being an error on Rainer Nunez, I believe. We'll see if they call that a stolen base or an error. If it throws online, it would have got him, I'm sure. And they do rule it a stolen base. So no error to Nunez. The stolen base goes to Eric Brito. Pops that one up left side. That's going to stay in play. Wallace Hernandez, and that's caught by Wallace. Wallace Hernandez and Rivas all converged on it, and Wallace had the best angle
right
at
fielder,
it, surprisingly.
Right fielder, 28, Yadiel Sanchez.
Showing some athleticism, getting off the mound. PFP for the Blue Jays working out. Runner in scoring position, two away. Wallace still had that ball from the previous at bat, tosses that over to the Blue Jays dugout, gets a fresh one. Good old F1 for Garcia. You don't see that too often in the scorebook. Kicks and fires, cut at and missed by Azuaje. Excuse me, that was Sanchez. 0-1 to start him. Yadiel Sanchez, the right field. One for one. He singled in the first inning to right field. Takes that pitch inside, 1-1. A ball and a strike. Wallace comes set. Kicks and fires. Swung on, popped back out of play. One and two the count. Sanchez, the 12th round selection of the Phillies back in 2019. 20-year-old outfielder. Wallace fires that one down low. Wallace trying to get out of his first threat of the ball game. The runner in scoring position. And he steps off. That'll count as one attempt. And the second attempt, actually. Due to the one that was unsuccessful in the stolen base by Brito. Two balls, two strikes. Wallace fires. Hard hit grounder, foul. Hit the railing out there. Popped right back to Jose Rivas, very good. Very convenient deflection. We'll try it again. Two balls, two strikes. Wallace fires. Swung on. Hard hit ground ball over Rivas. He's backing up. Throw is in time. to get Sanchez. Nice adjustment by Rivas. He started off coming in to go get it, realized it was going to take a hop a couple feet, and made the play. We'll head to the bottom half of the third, but Blue Jays fans, don't forget, your Dunedin Blue Jays wrap up this series against the Clearwater Threshers today, and welcome in the Tampa Tarpons on Tuesday after a day off tomorrow. Series starts on May 10th, and it's a six-game set to finish off this 12-game homestand. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets now. Back here in the bottom half of the third, Adrian Pinto, the leadoff man, top of the order, coming up. Pinto, Martinez, and Palmigiani all due up in this half inning. Pinto 0 for 1, tried to bunt his way on. First time facing Castellano. Fouls that one off towards the Dunedin dugout, 0-1 to start it. Castellano last season in the DSL, that one inside. Pinto able to get his ribs out of the way of that 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. Last season for Castellano, played 16 games, 33 innings pitched, a 1.09 ERA. That one up and in. He leans back from that one, 2-1. That one a notch higher at 94. Two balls and a strike. Castellano kicks and fires outside. Now 3-1 to Pinto. Pinto, a good amount of speed. You'd love to get him on the base pass as your leadoff man. And a cut and a miss there. Now 3-2. Two strikes. Castellano fires. That one popped up. Shallow right field. Who's going to call for it? It's Sanchez. He'll make the grab for out number one.
Left fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Gabby Martinez, the left fielder today. 0-1, but reached on an error and came around and scored the first run for the Blue Jays back in the first. Blue Jays have some action in the pen. Well, Henis Alvarado, the lefty, warming up. First pitch, the curveball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Rafael Ohashi was originally supposed to get the start tonight, today. It was later changed to Trent Wallace. We were told that Wallace was going to take the first couple of innings and then Ohashi would come in. We'll see if that's the plan, I guess, after Alvarado, potentially. The 1-1 swung on. In on the hands, lifted to... That's going to be Garcia moving a shade to his right after his initial route to make the grab.
Designated hitter, number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Damiano Palmigiani, the DH. Struck out swinging in the first inning. First pitch to Palmigiani from Castellano, the curveball in there on the outside corner. Palmigiani, 14th round pick for the Blue Jays last year out of College of Southern Nevada. And he checks his swing, but that's called a strike. That one looked a little high, maybe even a touch outside, but Castellano gets the call. Pitches out of the stretch, 0-2, that curveball drops below the zone. Good take there by Palmigiani, tough one when you're down 0-2. One ball and two strikes, two away here, bottom half of the third. That curveball finds the zone. Palmigiani down, looking. Second strikeout of the day for him. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. It's 2-0, Blue Jays out in front. Back here in the top half of the fourth, new pitcher for the Blue Jays is number 45, the big lefty, Wilhenis Alvarado. He'll face Arturo De Freitas, the catcher, to start off his day. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Alvarado, the 21-year-old out of Venezuela. The 0-1 is outside. His seventh appearance on the year. 12 innings total pitched, and that one down low, 2-1 the count now. De Freitas, Iser, and Yanamin all due up in this half inning for Clearwater. Alvarado kicks and fires that sinker down, 2-2. Sinker slider guy for Alvarado. 2-2 pitch, swung on, soft hit ground ball over to second. It's going to be picked up, and throw is in time by Fajardo for out number one. He had to run a long way for that. De Freitas, baseman, the catcher, not overly Herbert quick. Iser. And Fajardo was able to get to that ball and make the toss to Nunez in time. Herbert Iser, the first baseman, he's 0-1. First pitch, the slider in there at 76. Got Iser to turn away from it. 0-1 the count to him. He throws it again that time outside, just a hair. One ball, one strike. Alvarado get him with the sinker there. 88 mile an hour that just dropped off the table. Ball and two strikes. Swung on right side. Line for a base hit. A one out single for Iser.
Designated hitter number 18, Micah Yanami.
That brings up Mikey Yanami in the DH. First pitch to Yanami and is inside. 1-0 to start him. Yanami struck out swinging to start off the second inning for the Threshers. That one called a strike. Sinker lower inside corner. Throw that 50 times, you'll be able to make contact maybe once. That was a perfect location for that sinker. Swung on, grounder over to short. Double play opportunity over to second for one. And first for two in time. A 6-4-3 double play to end the inning. And that'll send us to the bottom half of the fourth. It's 2-0 here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth inning. 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Iverson, Castellanos still have their pitching in relief of Matt Osterberg, who left with injury after just an inning and two thirds. Time is called. And it is a clock violation on Castellanos. He didn't get his windup started in time. That's an automatic ball. Starts off the count 1-0 to Nunez. First pitch, he fouls off. Now, after the first pitch of the at-bat, it's 1-1. A couple weeks into the season, still not used to saying that kind of stuff. 1-1. That one upstairs, 2-1. Nunez singled into center, eh? A blooper in on the hands, but he's able to get it past the infield. Rips that one down the line, but it's hook and foul onto the roof of Eddie's bar.
Oh, let's go. Oh, let's go. Oh.
Two balls and two strikes, the count to Nunez. 2-2, the curveball. He's able to make contact, pop it back and out of play. Nunez scored the second run of the first inning for the Blue Jays. Swung on, popped back out of play again. Two balls, two strikes. Nunez, Sotolongo, and Salinas all due up in this half inning for Dunedin. Castellano kicks and fires that curveball in there, called strike three. And Nunez quickly asking for an appeal. And it is confirmed.
The call of strike has been upheld. The result is a strikeout.
First appeal is upheld. Unsuccessful challenge for the Blue Jays. They are now down to two. Nunez down looking, and that's going to bring up Adriel Sotolongo with one away. First pitch is the fastball right there at 93 down the middle. 0-1 as he takes it. Castellanos got some good stuff from what it appears here in his first Thrasher's appearance. 1-1 is that curveball. A little bit below the zone, popped away from DeFritas. Castellano kicks and fires that curveball down low. Fastball around 92 to 94. That curveball's been sitting around 79 to 81. Swung on, grounder over to third, picked up by Baylor. Throw will be in time to get Sotolongo. 5-3 put out.
Center fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Roque Salinas, the center fielder, he drove in the second run for the Blue Jays. He's 1-for-1 with an RBI. Has a single into center field. Lefty-righty, that one in at the foot, and that hit him. That skimmed his foot. Now a runner on with two away for Francisco Fajardo.
29, Francisco Fajardo.
Castellano yanked that fastball. It hit the top of the foot of Salinas. That brings up Fajardo. One on, two away. Castellano kicks and fires. First pitch, the fastball just off the plate, 1-0. Fajardo 0-for-1, grounded out to Iser at first, unassisted. And that one off the end of the bat, over to third again. Baylor picks and fires away over the head of Iser. Moving over to third is Salinas, and he's going to get the wave around third to home, and now going to third. And holding up and now going back to second and a pickle. The run does score. Fajardo is tagged out. Yes, he is. The Blue Jays score the run, but for the second time in four innings, they make the third out at third. The run does come in. 3-0 Blue Jays as we head to the top half of the fifth inning. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. quarterback here in the top half of the fifth, Rafael Ohashi, coming in. Ohashi, the righty. First pitch to Alexis Izuahe, and on the hands, popped out of play. Ohashi was the expected starter today. Ended up being Trenton Wallace. We thought they were going to go immediately to him out of the bullpen. They ended up putting Alvarado in between the two, and now Ohashi finally out. Ohashi, the 19-year-old out of Brazil, got Izuahe to chase the fastball up. Now 0-2 the count to him. Kicks and fires. That fastball fouled off right side, out of play. Ohashi on the year, 4 games, 4 starts. 17 in the third innings pitch, a 3.63 ERA. 24 strikeouts in those 17 in the third innings. And that one, he chased. He got a good barrel to it, and the throw is not in time. That was Adrian Pinto. He had to come in from deep short. Infield single, leadoff man on for the Threshers.
Third baseman, number 5, Jamari Baylor.
Izuahe is really just as surprised as everyone here. He was able to make really good contact on that pitch. That was probably about a foot, maybe a little more, out of the zone. First pitch, the fastball a little high. 1-0 to start off the at-bat to Jamari Baylor. Second pitch to Baylor is the fastball up high again, now 2-0. First outing of the season for Ohashi was fantastic. Only went 4 innings, obviously, with the first start of the season, going to be on a pitch limit. Didn't give up a run, didn't give up a hit. 10 strikeouts. That one in there for a called strike. Breaking ball outside corner, 2-1. Got roughed up a little bit in Tampa on his next start. Had another good start against Fort Myers, and then 4 innings. 2 runs at Bradenton last week. That one in there now, 2-2. Out of the fastball in the outside corner. When Ohashi's on, his
the call of strike has been overturned.
About as unhittable, and the appeal made by
the result
Jordan
is a 3-1 count on the batter.
Just off the plate. 3 balls and a strike, the new count. Fastball slider changeup for Ohashi. He kicks and fires that one up high. So he starts his day off with a single and a walk issued.
Left fielder, number 4, Wilfredo Flores.
Nobody out. That brings up Wilfredo Flores. Ohashi comes into the game with a 3-run lead to work with. Sure, the expectation is for him to finish this one out. Kicks and fires, cut at and miss. That was the slider. 0-1. First and second runner in scoring position for Flores. Cut at and missed again. Same pitch. He's able to get a foul tip to it, but no meaningful contact. 0-2, the count to Flores. Grounded out to short in his first at bat. He's 0-1 of the day. And he challenged him there. Fouled off, 0-2 still. Flores last night went 0-4. He's had a pretty good series so far this. Swung on, lifted into center. Roque Salinas underneath that one. He'll make the grab. A little bit of a miscommunication in the infield along before that delivery by Ohashi. Pinto charged towards second, I think.
Shortstop, number 49, Eric Brito.
He misinterpreted a sign or Ohashi missed a sign. But I think the Dunedin infield was expecting a pickoff attempt towards second. But the out is made, so No issue. Eric Breedo, the shortstop, he's 1-for-1. First pitch, the slider. Fouled off 0-1. Singled in the left in the third inning. One, that one fouled off right side. No balls, two strikes to Brito. Oh, she turns towards second. Kicks and fires. The runners go. The throw is going towards second, and he is safe. The tag applied to the head of Jamari Baylor. Both runners credited with stolen bases. Hernandez opted to go for second base with the righty batter in the way. Very close play, but Denver Dangerfield, the field umpire today, ruled him safe. 1-2 inside. Count squared up 2-2. Two pitch from Ohashi is just in late call there by Garrett Griffin, but to no avail. Azwahi, that was his 10th stolen base without being caught. Baylor, that's his 9th. Swung on, that's going to be just foul. I would have easily scored both runners. And extra bases for sure for Brito. As that rolled into the right field corner, but it landed about a foot and a half to the right of the line past first base. Counts full, 3-2, one away. 3-2 pitch is up high. That's going to load the bases for the Threshers. Tying run on here in the fifth inning as Hernandez jogs out to talk with Ohashi, as does Drew Hayes. He strolls on out. The infield converges on the mound. We'll have our first mound visit of the day. Ohashi here working his first inning. He's in a bit of trouble. Bases loaded, one away. Blue Jays ended the last inning on a double play turned. You'd love to see that happen here in this fifth inning. Said it a few times on previous broadcasts, the Blue Jays defense is normally fantastic. That's why the three errors in last night's ballgame were very uncharacteristic of them.
Now batting, number 13, Yoswar Garcia.
Yoswar Garcia, the center fielder. He'll come up, bases loaded, one away. Clearwater trying to get on the board, cut into the lead. Potentially tie this one up here, only one out. First pitch, ground over to short. This could be it. Over to second for one, and first for two. Another 6-4-3 double play to end the inning and the threat. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. It's still 3-0 Blue Jays out in. We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth inning after a huge defensive play by the Blue Jays, turning that 6-4-3 double play to get out of the one-out bases-loaded jam. Jomar Hernandez will lead it off in this bottom half of the fifth. Iverson Castellanos still out there pitching. Hernandez, that slider low and away. The 1-0 swung on, lifted high up on the infield. That's going to be in between the mound and first base, and it's going to be called off and caught by Iser. Late reaction. Nobody really took charge, but Iser able to make the last second adjustment.
Number 7, Jose Rivas.
Jose Rivas comes up. Now the second time through the order for Castellano. Rivas was the first batter he faced after the Osterberg injury. Rivas on the year batting 138. Looks to lay down a bunt, pulls back, takes the ball. And 0. Cut and a miss. Rivas swinging for the fences. 1-1. Castellano kicks in, fires that one up and in. Rivas leaning back out of the way of that one. 2-1. Balls and a strike. Pitch on the way. Cut at and miss. Now 2-2. Blue Jays up 3-0 here in this bottom half of the fifth. All three runs unearned. Three errors so far committed by the Threshers defense. That one down and outside. Now 3-2. Full count, 3-2. One away here, base is empty. Kicks and fires, foul tip. Rivas able to keep himself alive. Adrian Pinto, the top of the order on deck. He'll get up, one out here. Swung on, fouled off again. Rivas doing a great job keeping himself alive, being patient, fighting off those tough pitches. We'll try 3-2 again. Castellano kicks and fires up and in. Rivas draws a well-earned walk, and that's going to bring up Adrian Pinto, one on, one out.
Shortstop, number 44, Adrian Pinto.
Adrian Pinto, the shortstop. He's 0-2 on the day. Flew out to right field in his last at bat. Castellano kicks and fires that one. A fastball in. Looks like he's kind of losing control of that fastball at the moment. He started off really well with it. And that's going to get Vic Diaz and De Freitas to meet him on the mound for a quick little visit. 1-0. One away here. Blue Jays lead. 3-0. They scored 2 in the bottom half of the first and 1 in the bottom half of the fourth. As I said not too long ago, all 3 unearned runs. The Threshers committing 3 errors thus far, halfway through this ball game. They do have some movement going on in their pen. Fernando Lozano, the righty, warming up. The 1-0 fouled off by Pinto. Ball and a strike to the shortstop. Ball on strike. There goes Rivas. That one high and inside. Rivas is going to be out at second. Close play. DeFritas able to get to that fastball. That was ruled a strike. That was called a strike by Garrett Griffin. That looked way too high for a strike. But it's 1-2. Kicks and fires. That check swing. Did he go? Garrett Griffin's not even going to appeal. He's calling it a strikeout right there at the plate. That's going to be 1-2-3 for the Jays. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. But fans, don't miss out on Fishing Night, sponsored by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro, this Thursday, May 12th, when your Blue Jays take on the Tampa Tarpons. The first 1,000 fans will go home with the DJ Fishing Bobblehead, courtesy of Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. In addition to the bobblehead giveaway, there will be a fishing raffle complete with charters and gear. And I also heard there will be a kayak for a raffle. Don't miss out. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We'll be back for the top half of the sixth pretty shortly. We're back here, top half of the sixth inning. 3-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Yadiel Sanchez, the right fielder, will lead it off for Clearwater. Ohashi, after getting out of that bases-loaded jam, inducing that double play. First pitch taken for a ball outside, 1-0. The 1-0 is inside, now 2-0. Two oh fouled off. Two balls and a strike. Sanchez 1-for-2. Single in the first, grounded out to third in the third. Two balls and a strike. Ohashi kicks and fires well outside, 3-1. Fastball right now coming in 89. Couple ticks below what it usually sits at. See if that's an issue going forward. That one's popped up left side. That'll hook out of play. Full count now to Sanchez. Three and two. Oh, she gets a sign. Kicks and delivers that one. The slider a little high. He left it up. Lead off walk for Sanchez.
Catcher that'll number bring 10, up Arturo De Freitas.
Second time on today for Sanchez. Arturo De Freitas. He's 0-for-2. That's the slider. Got him to cut and miss. 0-1 to start off his at-bat. Sanchez 2-for-4 on stolen base attempts, but Clearwater's been very aggressive this year, especially this series. That one, the fastball at 90 inside. A ball and a strike. One and one. That one, chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by Rivas. It's in fair territory. It looked like it might have been cooking or hooking foul. But it was picked up by Rivas, and he wasn't able to get the throw off. That's going to be an infield single
first baseman, number 54,
for Arturo
Herbert
De
Iser.
Freitas. Now again, two innings in a row, the first two hitters on for the Threshers against Ohashi. Iser hit his, got his first hit at the low A level and his last at bat. A single into right. Takes that first pitch down, 1-0. A ball and a strike. 31 pitches thus far for Ohashi. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. 1-1. The 1-1 from Ohashi's low and inside. Iser takes it. 2-1. Mikey Yanami in the DH on deck. That one's in there. Evens up the count, 2-2. 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Lower outside corner. Middle infield in double play depth. See if they can't turn one for the third inning in a row. Grounder left side. Rivas over to second for one. And first for two. Again, the third inning in a row. The defense for the Blue Jays turns a double play. This time 5-4-3 for the two outs.
Designated hitter number 18, Micah Yanami.
Man, this Blue Jays defense is on one today. Two outs here, runner on third, 90 feet away, but again, the two outs. And time's going to be called. I think Ohashi had something in his eye. Time granted by Denver Dangerfield, the field umpire. Mikey Yanamine, the DH, he grounded into a double play in his last at bat. Impossible to do so now, but takes that first pitch. 4-1, first strike. The 0-1, cut and a miss. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Ohashi trying to get out of his second straight inning with a pretty big threat, not allowing a run. Ohashi kicks and fires, swung on, lined out of play right side. Yanamine keeps himself alive. He's batting 162 on the season. 0-2 today. Strikeout and that double play. The 0-2 again. That went down low. Tried to get him to chase. 1-2. Ohashi comes set. The righty kicks and fires. Swung on. That's going to be a blooper. And Sotolongo able to run it down. And that will end the inning. Again, the Threshers leave a runner on third. And we'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. It's still 3-0 Blue Jays in front. We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Blue Jays lead it 3-0. New pitcher for the Threshers is Fernando Lozano, the 22-year-old right-hander out of Baja California, Mexico. Sixth appearance on the year, 9 innings pitched, 4.00 ERA. First pitch to Martinez is taken for a ball below the zone, 1-0. Lozano out of the windup, fires that one in there for a strike. Aims it up, 1-1. Final line for Iverson Castellano in relief of Osterberg, which couldn't have expected to come out that early. That one lifted left side, that'll get out of play. 3 1/3 innings pitched, 1 run, it wasn't earned. 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, and a hit batter. All 3 Blue Jays runs unearned so far today. They've come as a result of 3 errors by the Clearwater defense. The 1-2 from Lozano, swung on, chopper up the middle. That's going to be picked by Izquierdo. Throw is high, and the tag is applied. Iser had to come off the bag. Again, a bad throw by the
designated hitter,
Threshers
number
infield.
6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Seen bad throws from Jamari Baylor, now Izquierdo. All 3 of them have had their issues so far. That one fouled off the right foot of Palmigiani. He'll shake it off. 0-1 to start him off. Time granted to Palmigiani as he walked off that hit a little bit. 0-1 the count. Lozano kicks and fires that one at the knees just below. And they're going to appeal it. And it is confirmed a ball.
The call of ball has been upheld.
Threshers have.
The result is a 1-1 count on the batter.
2 challenges left. Palmigiani at the plate. Nunez on deck. Lozano kicks and fires low and away, 2-1. Balls and a strike. Lozano fires. That one off the plate. 3-1. Palmigiani very patient right now. 2 of those pitches very, very close. The 3-1 is outside. Palmigiani draws the 1-out walk, and that'll bring out Rainer Nunez. 1-on, 1-out.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Rainer Nunez, the first baseman. He's 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch to him is low and outside, taken 4, ball 1. Nunez single and scored back in the first inning. Now here in the sixth. The 1-0 is below the zone, 2-0. Lozano struggling to find the zone here early on. The 2-0 is low. 7 straight balls thrown by Fernando Lozano. He had Palmigiani, 0-1. And then walked him on the next 4. Now 3-0 to Nunez. Kicks and fires. That one inside corner called a strike. Nunez tried to influence the call on by Garrett Griffin by taking a couple steps toward first, but was called a strike. 3-1. Kicks and fires. That one's way high now. back-to-back walks here with one out. That'll bring up Adriel Sotolongo. But first, a visit from pitching coach Vic Diaz. Runners on first and second, one away here. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Blue Jays lead by three. No runs on five hits, three errors committed for the Threshers. And three runs on two hits, no errors committed by Dunedin. Been a tale of two totally different offenses so far this game. Two totally different defenses. The Threshers have struggled mightily in the
now
field.
Number 22, and Dunedin. Adriel Sotolongo.
They've turned three clutch double plays. And back-to-back-to-back innings. We're back. Lozano and away to start off Sotolongo. 1-0. Sotolongo 0 for 2 on the day. Reached on an error. And grounded out to third back in the fourth. The 1-0 up high, and that one hit his forearm. Sotolongo gets hit by that pitch, and that's going to load the bases. So the command right now for Lozano clearly lacking.
Center
Sotolongo,
fielder,
and that's
going to
bring up the
okay,
center fielder.
Salinas.
He's one for one. Drove in the only RBI that can be credited to the lineup for the Blue Jays. I was back in the first inning. Was hit by a pitch in the fourth, came around and scored the third run. First pitch in there for a called strike at the knees. No balls, one strike. Big chance for the Blue Jays to extend their lead. The 0-1 swung on, lifted into right center field. Not getting to it, was Yadiel Sanchez. One run comes in, two runs come in. They're going to hold Sotolongo at third. A two RBI double by Roque Salinas. His second and third RBIs of the game. And that'll bring up Francisco Fajardo, the second baseman. One away, two runners in scoring position. Great piece of hitting there by Roque Salinas. Now a five-run lead for Dunedin. The infield comes in. Runners on second and third. Only one out. They're going to try to stop the bleeding where they can. First pitch, cut and a miss by Fajardo. Salinas, that was his third double of the season. He's only played eight games. That one popped up left side, shallow left. That's not going to be deep enough to score Sotolongo on the grab as it's made. That's two away.
Catcher number one, Jomer Hernandez.
Jomer Hernandez, the catcher. He's 0 for 2 on the day. Grounded out to the pitcher Osterberg on that play that took him out. Popped out to first base. First pitch is in the dirt. Sotolongo with a good read. Stays on third. Good block there by DeFritas. Runners on second and third. Two away here for Hernandez at the plate. Cut and a miss. He tried to blast that one over the left field fence. 1-1. Jays lead 5-0. Two runs scored in this half inning. Trying to add a couple more as we get into the last third of the game. That one up high, taken by Hernandez. 2 and 1. Infield in normal positioning. With the two outs, that one up high. Jose Rivas on deck. 3-1 count now to the catcher. Three balls, one strike. In the bullpen, warming up for Clearwater. Grounder over to short, hopped over by Fajardo. Excuse me, Salinas, and the throw is in time for the out. That'll end the inning, but the Blue Jays scored two. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. Fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions we have here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce draft beer, $2 16-ounce draft beer, and $1 12-ounce soda for the kids. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one, margaritas, and house wine. BOGO Margs and baseball, you can't beat it on a Friday night. And Saturday nights, kids can run the bases after the games. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. Five-run lead for the Blue Jays. Five runs, two of them earned. The first two earned coming in that bottom half of the last inning. First pitch from Ohashi, taken for a ball by Ezwahe. 1-0. Kicks and fires. That one ripped down the line and hooks foul. Rivas willing that foul with his glove hand. 1-1. Ohashi kicks and fires. That one ripped down the line. That's going to stay fair. Ezwahe with a bid for extra base is in the corner for Martinez. He's going to grab it. It's going to be cut off the deflection by Fajardo. Good read on that. It was above the head of Pinto, and he had to get a glove to
third
it. Only
baseman,
got a deflection.
Number five, Jamari Baylor.
But a leadoff double for Alexis Ezwahe. That'll bring up Jamari Baylor. Chance here again for the Threshers. They've had a runner on third base in each of the last two innings, but they've yet to score, mainly off the three double plays that the Blue Jays have turned in the last three innings. 1-0, that one in there. Got the hook to catch the zone, 1-1. Baylor 0-for-1, he walked in the fifth. Still a second, but was stranded there on that inning-ending double play. Cut and a miss there. Now 1-2. Still looking for his first one of the day. 1-2. That one in the dirt, blocked by Hernandez.
Tried to get Baylor to chase at it, but didn't really give him a chance to think it would stay in the zone. 2-2. Ohashi with the 2-2. That one just inside. They're going to ask for an appeal. And it is confirmed a ball.
The call of ball has been upheld.
Blue Jays have one more appeal.
The result is a 3-2 count on the batter.
Left with that one not going in their favor. Full count, 3-2. The 3-2, cut at and missed. Got him the strikeout on the curveball. First strikeout for Ohashi, second strikeout for Baylor, and that's out number one.
Left fielder number four, Wilfredo Flores.
Wilfredo Flores, he's 0 for 2. First pitch to him, swung on. Grounder, that goes foul. And one as Martinez has to chase down that ball in the left field corner. Dunedin defense back in position. Ohashi gets his sign, comes set. The 0-1 is just below. 1-1. Ball and a strike, runner in scoring position for the Threshers. That's going to go foul. 1-2 now the count. One ball, two strikes. Threshers have had a runner in scoring position in four of the seven innings so far. That one down low. Two balls, two strikes. Ohashi fires. That one will be caught over there at third by Rivas. In on the hands, it was a soft liner. And that's out number two.
Shortstop, number 49, Eric Brito.
Eric Brito, the shortstop. Brito, 1-for-1, he drew a walk in the fifth, singled in the third. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1. Coming into this game, the Threshers were 14-51 on at-bats with runners in scoring position. There's a grounder over to third. It's picked by Rivas, and it's not going to be – the play's not going to be made. He bobbled the transition. That should go down as an error. And yes, that's an error. First one of the day for the Dunedin defense. I think Pinto was in a better
center
position, better
13,
angle to
Yozmar
make that
Garcia.
Play. As a third baseman, you are taught to get the ball if you can. But I think that's one where opportunity. Now runners on the corners, two away. She steps off, gets a reset on the clock. Top of the order, Yosuar Garcia. Kicks and fires, fouled off. At 14-51, a .274 batting average for the Threshers with runners in scoring position. And that one fouled off the front foot of Garcia. Now 0-2 the count to him. He's going to take a second. They'll try it again. 0-2 the count. Ohashi kicks and fires. Foul tip. Just able to stay alive was Garcia. 5-0 lead here. Top half of the seventh. Runners on the corners for the Threshers. 0-2 count, two away. Swung on. Lifted into left field. Going back is Martinez toward the track, and that's going to go. A three-run shot by Yosuar Garcia with two outs here. Top half of the seventh. That's their first hit with runners in scoring position today. They're now 1-for-10. And they cut the deficit down to 2. A three-run shot.
Now batting, number 28, Yadiel Sanchez.
And that's going to make it a 5. Yosuar Garcia, that was his first home run of the year. And that's a soft grounder over to third. Rivas picks it, throw is past Nunez. It was in the dirt. That'll likely go down as an infield hit. Would have been a real close play. But we'll see what the call is. That goes down as an infield hit.
Catcher number 10, Arturo De Freitas.
Arturo De Freitas, the catcher, is 1-for-3. That first inning error by Rivas ends up costing the Blue Jays. Now this inning still going on here. Two away, one on. That one in the dirt, cut at miss, De Freitas. Chase that one that wasn't really close. Wasn't expecting that at all. Yadiel Sanchez on first base, on with that infield single. That pitch in there, now 1-2 to De Freitas. To Ohashi sets, kicks and fires up high. Hernandez able to keep that from getting to the backstop. That would have hit probably 10 feet up on the screen. Kicks and fires. Grounder left side. Rivas going to his right. Long throw to make, and it is. It's a Rivas. Makes up for that error with that fantastic play, saving a sure extra base hit with his range. And we'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark.
For the seventh inning stretch. Thank you.
We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. 5-3 after that three-run shot by Yosuar Garcia. Blue Jays still lead by two. New pitcher for the Threshers is Tommy McCollum. He's on for the eighth time. 1.86 ERA on the year, 9.2 innings pitched. Rivas cuts and misses at that first one, 0-1. 9-hole hitter, top of the order on deck, Adrian Pinto. That one in on the hands, he fouled off, now 0-2. Rivas 0-1 on the day, grounded out to second in the second. Drew a well-earned walk, was later caught stealing. That one up and in. Ducks out of the way now, 1-2. Two is down in the zone now, 2-2 the count. Final line for Lozano as the 2-2 comes in. That one fouled off the mask of DeFreitas. He jumps up, he's all right. One inning pitch for Lozano, one hit, two runs, both were earned. Two walks and a hit by pitch. No strikeouts for Lozano. Cut and a miss there. Strikeout on the first batter he faced for McCollum. That brings up the top of the order.
Shortstop, number 44, Adrian Pinto.
Kicks and fires, high heat, 95. Pinto chasing after it, 1-0-1 the count. You won, that one's in there. Really good slider. On the inside corner, kind of buckled Pinto, now 0-2. Column kicks and fires. That one fouled off. Pinto able to keep himself alive. The 0-2, that one low and inside. 1-2 now the count. Two fouled off. Pinto staying alive here. 1-2. McCollum appeared in the game on May 5th here at TD Ballpark. Went two innings pitched. Didn't give up a hit or a run. One walk, three strikeouts in those two innings. That one down low. Now 2-2. Good eye by Pinto. Gabby Martinez, the left fielder on deck. Bottom half of the seventh, two-run ball game. That one popped up shallow left field. Going out and making a snow cone grab is Eric Brito. I think that carried on a
left
little farther than he thought
20,
it would.
Gabby Martinez.
But the out's the out. Two away here for Gabby Martinez. Martinez 0-3, reached on an error in the first. That one up and in. Taken for a ball 1-0 to start off his at-bat. Palmigiani on deck. Foul tip, that one off of Garrett Griffin that time. A few deflections here in this inning. Two hitting DeFreitas, that one hitting Garrett Griffin. 1-1. caught and a miss at that high fastball. McCombs, high fastball, tough for these hitters to lay off of. We saw that in his first appearance this series. The 1-2, swung on, lifted into left field. That's going to go. That's out of here. That ball kept carrying, and that's a home run for Gabby Martinez. He gets one of those runs right back, his third homer of the season. And the Blue Jays now lead 6-3 here in the bottom half of the seventh. He barreled that one. Didn't get it too high, but that one stayed up just long enough and stayed fair enough to get up over that 328 sign. 6-3 ball game. First pitch to Palmigiani outside, 1-0. Second home run allowed by McCollum on the year. That one to Gabby Martinez. The 1-0, that one went off the bat, or was it the hand? They're going to call that a foul ball. That one was in. Palmigiani started to swing. His umpiring partner, Denver Dangerfield, for a look at it, see what he saw. My immediate reaction was off the bat. But Palmigiani was shaking his hand a little bit afterwards. You can never tell if it's from the sting or from the pitch. That one wasn't the fastball, so might have hit the bat and the hand, but it all depends on what the call is. Donnie Murphy down near home plate waiting for the call. Bit of a longer wait here. Griffin and Dangerfield discussing this one thoroughly, and they're going to rule, seems like they're going to rule a foul ball. They didn't point towards first. Are they going to look to see the hand of Palmigiani? Taking off his batting gloves. Haven't seen that really before. Garrett Griffin checking the hand of Damiano Palmigiani. It's going to be ruled a foul ball. He's getting back in the batter's box. Donnie Murphy asking for the explanation. Yeah, I've never seen an umpire ask to see where that potentially hit him as proof. But I guess that's the conclusion that Griffin and Dangerfield came to. It's going to be 1-1. So after that 1-1, the pitch from McCollum, low and outside. Calm fires that one up high. That's going to be ball three. Palmigiani thought he drew the walk. 3-1. Three-run ball game. Two outs here, bottom of the seventh. McCollum kicks and fires. That one's outside. That's ball four. Palmigiani takes the base for the second time today on balls. That
first
brings up Rainer Nunez, one on, two away.
Rainer Nunez.
Nunez takes that first pitch in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. He's 1-for-208. He scored two runs. He and Palmigiani walked back-to-back in the sixth inning. Both came in to score. And that one fouled off. He saw that off speed. He tried to let that one rip into left center field. But couldn't get the barrel on it. Just got a piece of it. 1-1. Nunez at the plate, so Longo on deck. McCollum kicks and fires, cut and a miss. Fastball at the top of the zone. Nunez can get to it, 1-2. And that one fouled off. Challenged him with a fastball again. Nunez able to fight it off. He's got it timed up. Just if he can get the barrel on it. A 1-2. That one ripped down the line, but foul. He got the barrel to that one, but a little bit in front of it. Definitely would have been extra bases for Nunez had that stayed fair. Whether or not Palmigiani would have scored or not doesn't really matter. 1-2. Calm fires. That one low and inside. Palmigiani taking off towards second. DeFritas, the throw will be in time. DeFritas guns him down at second, trying to advance on that ball away from him. And that will end the seventh inning. Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays start a series against the Tampa Tarpons this Tuesday, May 10th, all the way through May 15th here at TD Ballpark. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the top half of the eighth inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is Justin Kelly, coming on for the eighth time. The righty, 13 innings pitched, 4.15 ERA so far this year. He'll face Iser, Yanamine, and Azuahe to start off his day. First pitch fouled off by Iser, 0-1 to start him off. Final line for Ohashi. Three innings pitched, five hits, three runs, none of them earned, three walks, one strikeout. Was helped out by some fantastic defense during his outing. 1-1 count as that one's outside. The 1-1 fouled off left side now, 1-2. 1-2 from Kelly. Swung on. Lifted left side. That might stay in play. Rivas getting underneath it a few feet left of the line, and he will make the grab for out number one.
Designated hitter number 18.
He'll come up for the fourth time today. He's 0-for-3 so far. Strike out, a ground into a double play, and a fly out to right field. Clearwater has doubled up Dunedin on hits so far today. But the Blue Jays have doubled up the Threshers on runs. Foul ball to start off Yanamine, 0-1. 6-3 ball game, 8 hits for the Threshers to the Blue Jays, 4. 0-1, that one low and outside in the dirt. Justin Kelly signed with the team last year after being undrafted out of Utah. Fastball, cutter, curve, change for the righty. Kicks and fires that one just below the zone. He appeared in 11 games last year for Dunedin after signing. This is eighth game so far. That one popped up right side. That's going to get into the stands and just out of reach of a fan trying to make a play. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Kelly kicks and fires. Grounder left side. Rivas, a similar play to that just an inning ago, and he makes it again. Jose Rivas. Deja vu all over again on that grounder to third. That brings up Alexis Azuaje, the second baseman, now two away. This Blue Jays defense came to play today. First pitch to Azuaje up high, taken for a ball 1-0. Apart from the one error on Rivas, entire infield has been phenomenal. And really, that one error, that one's popped up along the infield. That one error was a really tough play to make. And that play is made. Fajardo gets underneath that one. Three up, three down go the Threshers. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Blue Jays will try to tack on an extra insurance run or two. 6-3 ball game here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. New pitcher for the Threshers is the righty Connor Ash on for the third time this year. First pitch, a liner right back at him. Goes off his glove over to second. Azuahe, high throw. Get it together today. That's going to be the fourth error. And that's the second.
Right fielder, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
It looked like it went off the glove. It might have went on the shoulder. The second comebacker that hit a Threshers pitcher. And maybe the issue is not that it hit him. I think maybe the strings of Ash's gloves are too long. That does seem to be the issue. They brought out a pair of scissors, cut him off. Garrett Griffin calling for that to happen. Nunez on with a error via the error from Azuahe. Fourth one of the day for the Threshers defense. That brings up Sotolongo with one on, no outs. First pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0. Sotolongo 0-for-2 on the day. He was hit by a pitch in the sixth, was stranded at third. Reached on an error back in the first. 2-0 as that one's taken up high. That one down low, throw back behind Nunez. Snap throw by DeFritas with Nunez back in time. Now a 3-0 count to Sotolongo. Ash also appeared in the game on May 5th. He also appeared on the third, the first game of this series. And that one's up high, a four-pitch walk to Sotolongo after the error. That brings up Roque Salinas.
Center fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
He's had a great day at the plate today. 2-for-2, 3 RBIs, was hit by a pitch and scored a run. He's been on base all three times. The only RBI of the day that can't be attributed to him by Gabby Martinez in the last inning. First pitch he sees is up high. Okay, Salinas, if you've listened to any of the past couple broadcasts, since being called up, Roque Salinas struggled a little bit at the plate early on, but you knew he was going to, some of those batted balls were going to go for hits. Batted 400 in the Mexican League last year. Got great bat-to-ball contact. That one's in there now, 2-1, as he takes it on the inside corner. Ash in his two appearances of the series. Two innings pitch, 5 strikeouts. He's been really good. Grounder over to third, potential double play. Over to second for one, and Salinas is going to easily beat it out. No throw from Azuahe. That's another thing about Salinas. He can fly out there on the base paths.
Second baseman, number 29.
So fielder's choice for Salinas. He's on base for the fourth time. Nunez makes it over to third. Now, runners on the corners, one away. Five-four on the putout with Francisco Fajardo now coming up. That first pitch up high.
Oh my God!
1-0 of the count. Blue Jays up by 3.
Good hour.
one lone in. Two appearances in the series so far. Right now, his command seems to be struggling. 11 pitches so far, 8 balls. Swung on. That's going to be a blooper. Will that get over the head of Azuahe? It will. That's going to fall for a base hit. Salinas into second. They throw behind him, and he's going to be tagged out. The run comes in to score. Salinas overran second. Didn't anticipate the throw behind him, and he was caught napping.
Catcher,
but an RBI
one,
single
Jammer,
for Francisco
Hernandez.
Fajardo. That brings up Jammer Hernandez, the catcher. First RBI for Francisco Fajardo at this level. Two down, time was called. And now the Clearwater dugout not loving that. They called time for the pitch clock violation. Garrett Griffin looks like he's given a few warnings, and out is Marty Malloy. He's ejected here for the second time in this series. It's going to be an automatic ball. Ash didn't get his windup started in time. Marty Malloy will have to exit this ball game. And we're going to keep going. And they're going to hold him up. They're going to wait, I think, for Marty Malloy to exit the dugout. He's had to make that trip to the clubhouse now two times in this series. Got to think some of it's pent-up frustration for the four errors his team's committed. Can't seem to catch a break. His team's out-hit the Blue Jays 8-5. But Blue Jays outscored the Threshers 7-3. Pitch is swung on, lifted into right center field. Underneath that one is Sanchez to make the grab and end the inning. Blue Jays take a 4-run lead into the top of the ninth. I believe it'll be Justin Kelly going back out there to complete this game, and he will. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Top of the ninth coming right after this. We're back here in the top half of the ninth, a 4-run lead for the Blue Jays. 7-8-9 hitters, Jamari Baylor, Justin Kelly looking to finish off this game. First pitch inside, 1-0. Baylor 0-2, two strikeouts, did reach on a walk. 1-0, fouled off. One and one. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays looking to salvage the series. Win their second game here. One, two count. One and two. Did he go? He did not, says Denver Dangerfield down the first base line. Count will be two and two. Two and two. Kelly kicks and fires that one in there. Called strike three. Third strikeout of the game for Jamari Baylor. That one, the first look in. And one out here in the top half of the ninth inning.
Number four, Wilfredo Flores.
Wilfredo Flores, he's 0 for 3. He's grounded out, flown out, and lined out. All he needs is a strikeout to complete the hitless cycle. First pitch, he fouls into his feet. 0 and 1. No balls, one strike. Kelly fires that one in there. Swung on, that's going to be a base hit. Baylor on for the first time today.
Shortstop, number 49.
A one-out single. That brings up Eric Brito. Brito's reached all three times. One for two officially. A single and an error. Then he reached on a walk. Came around and scored the second run on that Yosuar Garcia three-run shot. One-oh, swung on, chopper left side, that's going to kick foul. One ball, one strike. Real fitting for the Blue Jays to finish this game off on a double play turned. They've turned three today. Kicks and fires. That one low and outside. Justin Kelly looking for a six-out save here. That would be his first of the year. Kicks and fires that one right on the outside corner. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes. One on, one out. Kelly kicks and fires. Swung on. Lifted into right field. Sotolongo make the grab for out number two. That'll bring up Yosuar Garcia. One on, two away.
Center fielder, number 13, Yosuar Garcia.
Yosuar Garcia, one for four. He hit that home run in the seventh inning. He's the sole contributor to the three runs on the board for Clearwater. Kicks and fires, lifts out one into shallow right field. Sotolongo underneath, and he will make the grab, and that will do it. The Blue Jays take the game 7-3. Dunedin improves to 9-18 on the year. Clearwater falls to 13-11. The Threshers score 3 runs on 9 hits. They committed 4 errors. The Blue Jays score 7 runs on 5 hits, and they committed 1 error. Alvarado gets the win. The loss goes to Osterberg, and the save goes to Justin Kelly, his first of the year. Blue Jays fans will be back on Tuesday night for the start of the series against the Tampa Tarpons. First pitch scheduled on Tuesday, May 10th, scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Broadcast will start at 6:15. We appreciate you tuning in today, and on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you Tuesday and another time. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and especially to my mother, Deborah Valentine. Love you very much. We'll see you Tuesday. Thank you.